The White House Report.
President Trump in the Oval Office for about 53 minutes. He allowed everyone to talk, to include his daughter Ivanka, as well as his son-in-law Jared Kushner. The president signed into law the First Step Act, the Prison Reform Act. I talked to Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was in attendance.
As the daughter of Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, the granddaughter of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., and the niece of Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I believe that during Christmas season, it's a time of jubilee, setting the captives free. And what better way to do something for the families and the individuals of America than to begin to send daddy and mommy home? And I believe this first step is a good step in reuniting families, giving hope to Americans. And that's for the born, the unborn, the old, the rich, and the poor. Mm.
And you said first step. Congressman Clyburn said is exactly the first step. Do you see other steps in sentencing reform? I talked to Jared Kushner myself a couple of months ago, and he said he's hopeful for sentencing reform after they got this.
Rome was not built in a day. And sometimes everything doesn't happen overnight. As a civil rights veteran who marched and went to jail in the 20th century for open housing and voting rights, and my home was bombed and all of that. Incrementally, as we move forward, we can always hope for and dream for a better America, and God has to be at the helm.
Also in attendance, CNN's Van Jones, formerly of the Obama administration.
You've been a supporter. You've taken a lot of knocks. Jared Kushner even said that you took a lot of knocks for supporting this and talking to them.
Yeah.
At the end, was it worth it?
Oh, it would have been worth it if we had a bill 1/100th as good, if we broke the logjam on any progress on criminal justice. It took both political parties to get us into this mess. It's going to take both political parties to get us out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
I think my fellow progressives and Democrats believe that if we can just hold on and hold out, eventually we can just do everything in America by ourselves. Mm-hmm. What happened is, after every election, you know what happens? We're all still here. And we had Obama with, you know, all the power, and the Tea Party movement came up and stopped him. We've got to get both parties to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody has to go first. You know, to lead means to go first. So somebody had to stick their neck out and get something done. Now the bill that we got is so extraordinary in that you're talking about 100% of the women behind bars no longer being shackled when they're pregnant, 100% of the juveniles being now safe from being put in solitary confinement, 100% of the people behind bars being able to come home sooner if they stay out of trouble, half of them being able to earn their way home sooner through classes, this whole crack cocaine, powder cocaine thing being now retroactive, about 3,000 people coming home immediately who've been sitting there under these outdated crack cocaine laws, mostly black folk. When you look at what we got, is it worth some people saying some mean stuff about me on Twitter? Listen, they shot Dr. King in the face in front of his friends for freedom. You can shoot me with tweets all day long, but I'm going to fight for my people.
And Jared said something after this passage. He's going to look for sentencing. Mm-hmm. Is sentencing next up?
Absolutely. Listen, you got sentencing reform, you got bail reform, you got solitary confinement. You have so many more steps. People criticize the First Step Act essentially for not being the Last Step Act. Well, listen, we're going to have a second step and a third step. In fact, the president just committed to doing a second and third step just now. And his people were already prepped for that. So here's what I think. In 1959, they passed the Civil Rights Act. Nobody remembers it. But it was the first thing in almost 100 years that had addressed civil rights. And people said it was too little and it wasn't enough. And Dr. King said, this is going to show that you can vote for civil rights and not be called a communist, because that was the issue, or be called a Negro lover or whatever, these different epithets. And as a result, when the 1964 Act came, they were ready. They knew exactly what they needed to do. And then Selma happened, they got 65. And so this bill, it's modest, but it's significant.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.